Standards. The Kenya Bureau of Standards, KEBS, joined the global community in celebrating World Standards Day marked on the 14th of October annually. The event celebrates the collaborative efforts of thousands of experts worldwide who develop the voluntary technical agreements published as international standards that guides parameters of quality measures. This year's World Standards Day theme, Shared Vision for a Better World, spotlight on 9 Sudanese pounds, industry, innovation, and infrastructure in the age of AI, focuses on building resilient infrastructure, promoting inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and fostering innovation. International standards are the backbone of global progress because they ensure interoperability, security, and sustainability, fostering global collaboration to accelerate innovation through artificial intelligence, AI. Standards have been a key pillar in KEBS's mandate to protect Kenyan consumers, ensuring that the goods and services they use are reliable and safe. Further, by working in collaboration with industry, government, and consumer groups, KEBS has successfully implemented standards that safeguard sustainable industrial growth and cutting-edge innovation, powered by artificial intelligence that drive Kenya's economic transformation, today and for future generations. Gracing the occasion as the chief guest, the head of public service Felix Koske noted that quality standards play a pivotal role in promoting good governance and enhancing service delivery in Kenya's public sector. By establishing clear benchmarks for performance, efficiency, and accountability, Koske observed that standards ensure government services are delivered consistently, transparently, and with integrity, helping streamline operations, reduce inefficiencies, and foster a culture of continuous improvement across public institutions. At the heart of public service and governance lies one word: trust. Good governance is not measured by the mere provision of services, but by the quality, reliability, and integrity of those services. Standards are the custodians of this trust, he added. Affirming the government's commitment to economic transformation, Cabinet Secretary, CS, for Investment, Trade and Industry Salim Imvuria stressed that manufacturing is at the heart of this agenda. Through initiatives like the County Aggregation and Industrial Parks, CAIPs, we are building hubs where innovation and value addition will flourish, explained Imvuria. The CS highlighted that these parks will create jobs, stimulate growth, and position Kenya as a global industrial leader. However, none of these will be possible without ensuring that standards are met at every step. Speaking during the celebrations in Nairobi, KEBS Managing Director, MD, Esther Ngari lauded all stakeholders for the critical role in developing and advancing the adherence and conformity to standards to safeguard the safety of consumers and facilitate trade. Manufacturers, importers, exporters, and MSMEs are the lifeblood of our standards movement. Whether creating products for local households or exporting goods across the globe, they have elevated Made in Kenya to become synonymous with trust and excellence. Together, we've crafted an ecosystem where standards are not just regulations but a promise to every consumer, she implored. According to the MD, KEBS recognizes that the future of standards cannot be shaped in isolation, and that it takes the collaboration of all stakeholders, including industry leaders, policymakers, academic institutions, consumers, civil society and media, to ensure that Kenya's standards remain forward-looking, relevant, and adaptable to the changing global landscape. As we mark this 50th anniversary, KEBS is committed to strengthening partnerships and fostering dialogue with stakeholders to entrench sustainability in the standards development process, maintained Ngari, adding that this collaboration will ensure future standards not only meet the needs of today but also address the challenges of tomorrow, particularly in the areas of climate action, resource conservation, and social equity. Projecting a more vibrant and fruitful future, Ngari reiterated that for the next 50 years and beyond, KEBS will remain dedicated to ensuring that standards are not only a tool for economic growth but also a foundation for building a more resilient, sustainable, and inclusive society, as well as adapting to emerging global realities including climate change. As we reflect on the achievements of the past 50 years, KEBS is also looking ahead to the future of standards development. This year's theme focuses on building resilient infrastructure, promoting inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and fostering innovation, she remarked. The future will be defined by how we respond to global challenges, said the National Standards Council Chairman Anthony Munyiri in a quick rejoinder. Munyiri noted that resilient infrastructures, especially smart cities and communities and the ever-shifting consumer expectations are reshaping industries faster than ever before, and in this dynamic landscape, standards will be crucial. he emphasized that these standards will serve as the blueprint for adapting to change, ensuring that innovation and sustainability walk hand in hand. Meanwhile, the celebrations also coincided with KEB's 50th anniversary, marking 5 decades of the national standards body being at the forefront of Kenya's development, safeguarding consumer safety, improving product quality, and boosting the country's competitiveness in international markets.